Now, Malam Hayu Schar Levim. When the Ratzach lived in the city, it cost money. He has to rent a house there, they give him food. Who has to pay for it? So Mishnah says, Malam Hayu Schar Levim. They used to pay. The question, who used to pay the Levim? Rashi's Mashma, Ho'orim, that the cities paid. Schar Levim, Sherechim, Serchimim, Esbot Yadirim. So Rashi's Mashma, the cities alone paid. Tosfos says, Pirush Reitzchim, Haboy of the Dorm Shom, Srichim Lawas Mas, Pranunyan Levium. The Ratzach that lives there, he himself has to pay taxes. He has to pay for a stay there. Tibi Rabbi Yudah, these are words of Rabbi Yudah. Right? Rabbi Meir Oymer, no, Lehoye Malam Tzchah. The Ratzach does not have to pay money for it. It's a mitzvah for the people in the city to take care of him. It's free of charge. Now, when he finishes his stay there, when the Kohen Gadol dies, v'chozer l'shvarim shoyibob. When he returns back home, he takes the position he had before. If he was a president in the city, he becomes the president again. Viva Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Oymer l'hoye president of the shul. Rabbi Yehuda Oymer l'hoye chozer l'shvarim shoyibob. No, if he was a vice president before the shul, now he comes back from the Amiklet, he's fired. Can't be vice president anymore. Omer of Kana, Machloekas, what's the Machloekas in the Mishnah? Whether the Ratzach has to pay for a stay there or not, it's a Machloekas only b'sheish, by the special six cities that they set aside. The Ma'asava Lechem, the Pesach says Lechem is Lekrita, it's given only for protection, that's all, but pay, you have to pay your rent. The Ma'asava, no, when the Pesach says Lechem means Lechol Sachechem, it's given to you for free, all your needs are taken care of there in the city. Av will be a boy Mishtayim, but in the 42 cities of the Oren Neviim, here I'll tell you, Divrei Hakol, everybody agrees, that Hayomalim Tchar, in the cities of Neviim, Pshita the Ratzach has to pay his rent. He has to pay money there, for his pay. Omer Rav, Rav says no. Hovada Lachem Lachol Tzachecha Mashma, Avada not. Of course, in the six cities, it's Mashma clearly Lachem Lachol Tzachecha. That is a special mitzvah in those six cities that they set aside, that they take complete care of the Ratzach, free of charge. So it can't be any machlokes in this. Ella rather, Omer Rav says like this. Machlokes is only the Aboyim Mishtayim. By the 42 cities where the Levium lived, there is a machlokes if the Ratzach has to pay for his rent for his stay. The Masavah one says, V'alayim Titnu, that you make these 42 like the first six. That means, Kihanech Leklita, that's all. Only by just like the first six protects the Ratzach from the Gol Adam. So now the 42 cities also protects the Ratzach from the Gol Adam. That's all. But not that it's a complete hekesh. Even though it says the word Lachem by the six cities, only there is it free of charge. But in the Yor HaLeviim, they have the right to charge the Ratzach. The Masav, the other one says no. The Aleim Titnu, that we put these 42 cities, it means completely Kihanech, like the first six cities. Mahanech, just like the first six cities, three in our Avra Yad and three in our Yisrael, we dash in Lechem, which means the Chol Tzachechem, that it's a mitzvah for the people in the city to take complete care of the Ratzach free of charge. So he dashes Afhani Nami, here also in the 42 cities of the Yor HaLeviim, Lechol Tzachechem, that Leviim have to take complete control and pay, they have to give free of charge, free service. Avol B'sheish, but the six cities of the Yor HaLeviim, Divrei Hakol, the Saloch, everybody agrees, they have no right to charge, it's a mitzvah, they have to take care of the Ratzach free of charge. Now the Mishnah says, Chayzel Lishrora Shoyibot, it's a machlokes. If after he finishes his stay in the Yor HaLeviim, can he come back to his first position or not? Tana Rabbana, well like this. The Pasuk says, Vishav El Mishpachtoi V'Al Achuzas Avosav. He returns back to his Mishpacha, and to Achuzas Avosav. What does that mean? Yoshev Le Mishpachtoi, so Yoshev, he returns. So Vidashin Le Mishpachtoi Hushev, he has the right to return to his family, but V'Ein Eshev Le Ma Shechziku Avosav. He did not return to the position that he had before. Give Rabbi Yehuda, these are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir Oymer, no. Afu Shav Lema Shechziku Avosav. He has the right to return to complete to El Achuzas Avosav. Yeah, that means Ka Avosav. He's exactly the way he was before, like his father. He takes over his father's position. He has his position he had before. Now, this is the pasuk over here by an Eved. This pasuk here, Rashi says, Be'ever Ivri Ksiv. So far the Darshan reports the Be'ever Ivri. That Kishiyotzu, when he goes out free after 6 years, or by Yevil, the post says he goes back. So the Machoik is the person that sold himself in Ever Ivri, yeah. When he leaves, can he come back to his first position? Now the Gemara says, V'chein Begola. The same Machoik supplies with some of the rent to Golas, rent to Yarmiklet. That Kishiyotzu, when Yoshua, when the post says to return, L'Rabba says to Ratzeach. Ratzeach has the same Malacha. Rashi says the Mufna led him a man of Zerushava Nemakan Yoshev Nemabratzech Yoshev Ratzech Eleratach Zosav Leposh Riazel by the year. Now let's explain my V'chein B'Gola. What does it mean V'chein B'Gola? Kretanya, like we learned Yoshev Ratzech Eleratach Zosav. So the Darshan Eleratach Zosav Hushav, he returns back to the place where he lived, but V'yein Hushav L'machshav Zikla V'esav, he does not return to take the position he had before, since he had to go to Golus. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir Raimon, no. Afushav lemashav zikra voisov. Why goma shiva mihasim. You learn how to gzera shava. Just like over there it means completely al achuzas voisov. You could return to your first position. The rest you have right to return to your first position. So kids, that's the machloek if I had dashed in these psukim.
What? Stop here.
Yeah, okay, we're holding by the third parak. Yeah, holding that Yud Gimel Amud Aleph by the Mishnah. V'yelu hein aloikin. These are the people that receive Malkus. V'yelu hein aloikin. So it says, Habu ala choysoin. If a man lives with a sister, so the Chiddush is, even though the Chayiv increases, Yechayiv Korus, our Mishnah holds, even though Yechayiv Korus, still you receive Malkus. Like as we go through the Mishnah, every case here there's a Chiddush. Because that we know, Alav HaTeri, you receive Malkus. So the Mishnah is saying a Chiddush, Elo Hein Aloikin, means there are Chiddushim in each one of these cases, why you receive Malkus.
Does that mean
all? That's right. If you live with your father's sister, V'Alachos Imoy, or your mother's sister, V'Alachos Ish, to live with your wife's sister, V'Al Eshes Ochiv, to live with your brother's sister, V'Al Eshes Ach, Vialeshis Ochiv, your brother's wife, right? Live with your brother's wife. Vialeshis Achi Yoviv, you live with your uncle's wife. Viala Nida, the man lives even with his own wife when she's a Nida. Or this he receives Malkus. That's the Chedushim, even though all these cases have a chorus to it, but still you receive Malkus. Now another case is Almona L'Kohen Gadol. If a Kohen Gadol lives or marries an Almona, lives with him, he also receives Malkus. And Gerusha B'Chalutza L'Kohen Hedyit. For regular kohen is also to marry midiraisa grusha, and the chalutza is midrabbanan. She received chalitza midrabbanan. Looks like a grusha. She's also to marry her, to live with her. Mamzeres unesina liyisrael. Oh, mamzeres. She was born from chayv krisus or chayv mrs. Bezdin. Rosa nesina. Rashi says that's minhag givoinim. That's from the nation of givoinim. And they were mizgayer. So malchus mishum leis chatnim bom. We'll see in the Gemara, really it's a Shal in the Gemara in Ksubis, exactly what is allowed by Nesinim. The question is, was the Geiris a good Geiris? Could be Rashi's Mashmid, even though the Geiris was a good Geiris, but they were from the seven nations, that the Apostle says, Loisus Chatnim Bom, there's a law never to marry them. So even though they're misguided, they become a Jew, still you'll have a law, Loisus Chatnim Bom. So you're over this law. Now, Bas Yisrael and Nosin, the same thing of a Jewish, a Bas Yisrael, lives with a Nosin, the same thing, you have this lav, where's this chatin? Or the mamzer, if she lives with a mamzer, it's also a lav not to live with a mamzer. Now, amona o gerusha chayova malea mishum shnei shemus. This is the chiddush over here, that if there's one lady, first she was an amona, then she remarried and she received a get, and now a kohen gadol comes to marry her, so the kohen gadol is over two lavim, even though she's one lady, but since she's an amona and she's a gerusha, she's also twice to a Kohen Gadol.
Does it make a difference whether she was on?
Gerusha v'chalutza. Let's say an Isha is a Gerusha and she also received Chalitza. The Lacher is, Ein Echayev Ela Mishumachas Bavad. Midiraisa, there's only one Malkus. Because the Kohen Midiraisa is only also to a Gerusha. A Chalutza is only Midirabonin. See, when you have both of them, there's only one Lav, Mishum Gerusha. Now the Mishnah says, Ha Tomei Shoch Les HaKodesh. A person that's Tomei, if the Kohen himself is Tomei, and he goes to eat Kodshim, so even though he's Chayiv Korus for this, still he gets Malkus. V'yabo ela mikdash tamei. V'yabo ela mikdash. If a person that's tamei comes into the base of mikdash, the same thing, even though he's chayav koris, still will receive malchus. Yeah. V'yabo mikdash tamei. V'yoychol, someone eats chaylev, the treifa fats, the dam, the noisar, or pigol. Yeah. He also receives malchus. All these cases we'll learn out in the Gemara. The chiddush here is it doesn't say clear lav in these cases. We have to learn out the lav by all these cases. But you receive malchus. Now v'tomei, and if you eat the bosa, that's tomei. V'hashoychet u'mala b'chutz, or anybody that makes a shchita of a korban outside the Beis HaMikdash, or else he's a mala, he burns from the korban outside the Beis HaMikdash, he also gets malchus. V'yo'eichol chametz pesach. Somebody eats chametz on Pesach, again, even though it's a chayav krisus, still he receives malchus. V'yo'ichal v'yo'ise melacha b'yom kippurim. Somebody that eats food on Yom Kippur, or else he does melacha on Yom Kippur, also even though it's a chayav krisus, still you receive malchus. V'yamafate mes ha-shemen. Somebody makes the exact measurements of the shemen ha-mishka, there's a lav ha-teirah. V'yamafate mes ha-kateris. You make the exact measurements of the spices where they make the keteris from. Also, it's a lav haTorah. You receive malchus. V'hasach b'shemen ha-mishka. Someone that uses this special anointment and anoints himself with it. For that, he's over lav.
Suppose you anoint somebody else.
V'yoichel neveilois. Somebody eats neveilos. The lav haTorah. Not eat neveilo. Neveilo b'sod treifel teichel. Or treifois. Eat any one of these is allowed. Ochal tevel, yeet tevel, it's the food grown in Eretz Yisrael before it took up Trumas and Maisris. Midirais, it's only on the Heiminim and Geffen and Zayas. O Maiserishan, Shlenotu Trumasai. If you ate from Maiserishan before Trumas Mais was taken off, there's also allowed. O Maisersheni, the Hegdish Leniftu. If you eat the Paris of Maisersheni outside Yerushalayim, or Yid Hegdish, before it's podu, before you poider it, took off the Kedusha, there's a lav. Kam the yoichem in a tevel, how much of the shear, how much do you have to eat from the fruits of tevel to be chayiv, malchus, to be chayiv? So I'm shimenayim a kolshu. Shimen says even a kolshu, even a chita. One small chita, it's called the barrier, according to Rabbi Shimon, you get malchus. Or it could be a shimen sheet is more than a shimen sheet is all over his. Kol shu is the malchus. Shimon does know from a shear of kezayis. That's only for a korban. But for malchus, if Shimon shita all over is with a kol shu, you receive malchus. For a chomer mimno kezayis, you have to have the shear, and achil always means a kezayis. You have to have the size of an aleph. Omer lem Rabbi Shimon, don't you agree to me that at least the yoichol nemola, if you eat a nemola an ant, because kol shu. Shuchai, if you eat this rem, this nemola, the shkotchim, no matter how small it is, still yechayiv. Or mulois, Achom said back, yes, there we agree to you. That's called a berry, a complete creature. A complete creature that has chashivas to it, there we agree, receive malchus. Or malahens, from Shimon said back to them, Avchita achas kibriyasa. Like at least agree to me that certain times, by tevel, the person eats one whole kernel of wheat. That's also called kibriyasa, a complete thing. And the Chum say no, that a kibriyasa has to be, if it's alive, it has to have a neshama, it has to have life to it. By shenken, by a chita, that doesn't have life, you do not say kibriya. The Chum say even by a chita, you have to have a complete kezayis. We'll see this machlokes in the Gemara. Now the Gemara starts off. Chayve krisis kotoni, chayve mises bezin loiketoni. A Mishnah says a chiddish that even though you chayv koris, there's a misa upon you, still you receive malchus. But the Mishnah only states cases of krisus, does not state one case where Bezdin has the right to kill you. So the Chura, it's Mashma, then in the case we have a chi of Mises Bezdin on you, then there's no malchus. Even if the Edom warned you, Rishain the law to receive malchus, you do not receive malchus. The Mishnah says, Masnisin man, who is our Mishnah? Go like, Rabbi Akivi. Our Mishnah, if so, goes according to Rabbi Akiva. The Tanya will learn like this, a three-way machlokes. The Tanya will learn. Echot chayvet krisus, v'yechot chayvet mises bezin, yeshnam bechlau